my friend Allison Reinhart and her friends from college, Sammy and Jacqueline, are here. Say hi, everyone. Allison is like my best friend from home. She and I have known each other since we were babies. And I haven't actually met Sammy and Jacqueline in person yet, but it feels like we're already such good friends.
Hulace and I are friends.
Yeah, I have Jacqueline's number. I need to get Sammy's number, I guess.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Allison will be.
Yeah, I mean, if you're on my radio show, that's a big step. I mean, Lauren hasn't been on it yet. Jesse will probably never be because she has class. But that's a pretty big step, so I'm very excited about it.
We're VIPs.
Yeah.
Freedom and training.
Yeah, so these are some really close friends. It's nice to be able to host them, even though they don't go to school here. They're a world's away in Atlanta, Georgia. But yes, this is Glee, the show, the radio show by Jules. And I'm just really excited for this week's songs. So we're going to start off with Survivor, mashed up with I Will Survive by the Glee cast. This is,
let's do it!
Yeah, this is a really, really great song. I think it's one of the better mashups from the show. So let's...
I'm ready.
Yeah, let's take it away. Okay. And...
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look.
Wow, what a song. Wouldn't you say so, Allison and friends?
I thought it was great. It really brings me back to my youth because I danced to that song at day camp.
You did now, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, what about Jacqueline and Sammy? What do you guys think?
I mean, you really can't go wrong with that mashup. I mean, I'd give it a thumbs up all around, 10 out of 10.
I can't wait to get to that episode and leave so I can see them perform it. I
mean, yeah.
All around.
I think it's just like, it's a good way to start the show. It's a lot of energy. This is one of my favorite performances from the entire series. So if you haven't watched Glee, this is definitely a highlight of it. While there may be some negative parts of Glee, this is not one of them. Some of the next songs that I have, both of them, the next two songs are by Darren Criss. And I just feel like...
Solid character.
Yeah, Darren Criss playing Blaine is one of the best parts of the show. He came in season 2, and all of his songs, every single one of them is good. And if you don't know Darren Criss, look him up. Very good singer. He also played Harry Potter in a college production of a Harry Potter musical, which is iconic and on YouTube. So definitely check that out as well. But next I'm going to play Silly Love Songs by the Glee cast, but really just Darren Criss and the Warblers. Okay, so take it away, Darren. Wow. Darren Criss just continues to amaze. What do you guys think?
Angelic. I thought it was very soothing.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good way to describe his voice.
Yeah. I can just picture him, like, dancing at, you know, the school that the Warblers go to, just, like, in the that nice wood-paneled room. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah, like their little choir room place.
Yeah, their choir room. And it just brings back so many Glee memories. What can I say?
Yeah, it's just like private school things. Theirs is so much nicer than the Glee, like the actual Glee team's room, because, you know, they're a private school. They can afford more.
That.
Yeah.
Is this the song that he sang on the steps of McKinley? No, right?
He may have. I don't remember when he sang this one. He sang, like, so many good songs that they all kind of blend together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the next song, this is not one that of his that's played that often, but I've kind of been vibing with it a lot lately because I don't know if anyone here has seen the Arthur Christmas special besides Allison.
Of course.
But the Arthur Christmas special, Muffy sings a, like, song that takes a lot of inspiration from Beauty School Dropout. And
okay.
It's so funny. I love the Arthur Christmas special, even though I'm 21.
Okay.
And so I really like Darren Criss's version of Beauty School Dropout. So I'm going to play that now.
Your story's sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent on the block. Your future's so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile. Graduation day for you, beauty school dropout. Missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving?
School dropout.
Go back to high school.
I love that song. I feel like it's a little bit underrated, but it's just, it's a really nice song. It's really soothing.
I'm a big Grease fan, always and forever.
I played it in honor of Allison because Allison loves Broadway and different, like, musicals, so I needed to do something where Glee did a musical and some of the others weren't screaming Allison, so I did Glee, as they call it.
It's a great name.
Yes. That's iconic.
Yeah,
I'm calmed.
They also did like Saturday Night Gleaver. They did the Rocky Horror Glee show. So they like to tie it all together.
They're just so creative over there.
Yeah, you know, Ryan Murphy, just super creative.
Yeah.
But my next song is a shift away from Darren, Chris. We can't just listen to Darren songs unless I dedicate a whole episode to him. But I think it's good to incorporate him a little bit into each one. But my next song is actually Proud Mary, which is probably it's a really good Glee song. I think most people are familiar with this one. It's like one of the more popular ones. And it's the one they were doing the wheelchairs. They say, like, in the beginning, they're like, this one's for you, Artie, who's a kid in a wheelchair. So they're like celebrating Artie. They all had to learn how to do a dance in wheelchairs. So it's a really fun song, and it's just a great song in general and a good cover. So let's play Proud Mary.
Keep on turning.
Wow, proud Mary. What do you guys think?
I loved it. I loved the energy. Just a great song. And yeah. I mean, if you've seen the show, you know just like how much effort they put into that number, because they had to learn to, you know, dance in wheelchairs, and it's a learning curve at first for a lot of people. So I think just the effort that they put into it and the energy, it was just great.
Yeah, and I also think the whole episode was them being in wheelchairs at school and stuff, and seeing what Artie actually has to deal with. Because they, not that they didn't care what he had to deal with, but, like, they just didn't know. So
yeah.
It was really interesting to see what happened with that. Yeah. My next song is another mashup, and this one is really great. It's, they would do girls versus boys sometimes, and this was the girls doing Halo and Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, that's the other song I danced to,
Yeah, so let's...
picks today. Let me just say that now.
Nice. So let's go Glee Girls. Let's go Halo and Walking on Sunshine. Wow, that's a short song, but they really pack up the energy in that.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Berry's note at the end.
I was just going to say, the note at the end just really seals the deal.
Yeah, hate her all you want. She's a great singer.
No. Could I ever do that? No. I give so much credit to those who can. And if you can, use your voice and do it.
She's
so
icon.
Go Rachel Berry.
Female Jewish warrior.
If you do know the context of that episode, though... All of them were on drugs. The school nurse gave them, like, drugs to make them have more energy before the performance. So, like, it was, it's very energetic.
No, she's not the nurse.
Oh, the nurse, not Miss Pillsbury.
No, the school nurse who was, she, like, needed a job. Like, Will Schuster's, like, wife at the time. She was like, I'll be the school nurse. Yeah. So, yeah, a very interesting plot point. But anyways, my next song takes a shift away from Glee, but towards an amazing song in High School Musical, the musical, the series, which this show gets its name inspiration from. And this was a song requested by Allison. She loves this series just as much as I do. And this is my number one favorite song from the series. Probably. I feel like I like so many of their songs, but...
What's your favorite?
Yeah, this is a bop. And it doesn't get the recognition it deserves. So
let's
go with Out of the Old by Olivia Rodrigo.
feels like I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Don't fit in with these familiar faces, and the games they play don't mean a thing to me. I know there's so much more. I can't stop dreaming and thinking maybe I could be someone different, more than a yearbook memory. If I leave this, I'm risking almost everything.
I just love that song. Olivia Rodrigo has a great voice. What do you guys think?
I think she's a star, and she's going to take over the music industry because she's literally 18 years old and writes her own music, and the background and her lyrics, it's just all, and her voice, it's just insane.
Driver's License is the most addicting song that at least has come out this year.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, that's a really great, like, way to describe it. I actually played a version of it on my show a few weeks ago. We're not allowed to do, like, songs that curse on the air. So I did the version from Jimmy Fallon that she did live, and I think that version is really great. It's more, like, acoustic and violin than the more, like, pop version that she put out, but it's so good. So I definitely recommend listening to that if you haven't heard it yet. But yeah, I think she's amazing. I really hope that she can do a concert someday soon. I would love to go to that with Allison.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing on with our detour from Glee songs, I have Super Trooper from Mamma Mia.
Yeah, my favorite.
Allison and I love Mamma Mia. This also will go out to our great friend, Jesse Gottlieb, who we love and miss so much. She's probably the biggest Mamma Mia fan in the face of the earth. But
probably.
Yeah, but here we go, Super Trooper.
Super Trooper, lights are gonna find me, but I won't feel blue like I always do. 'Cause somewhere in the crowd there's you. Thank you.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, personally, that's my favorite song from Mamma Mia, although it's really hard to pick a favorite because they're all incredible, but that song just gives me good vibes, reminds me of summer, and it's a classic.
I kind of had a feeling that it was your favorite. It's probably, if I have to say, my favorite too. I really love Waterloo, but only from the first movie, and it's in the end credit scene when they're all dressed up in the fun costumes. But for some reason, they excluded that from the soundtrack, which otherwise I would have played that. Maybe another time if I get a YouTube copy. But it is, yes, a really phenomenal song, that as well. I do not like Waterloo from the second movie, though, with the guy who sounds very British when he sings. So round off our non-Glee songs, I had a request from Jacqueline to play a Pitch Perfect song, and I chose the finale from the first Pitch Perfect movie, like their song that they sing at Nationals, and I thought that that's a really phenomenal song. So let's get into it!
Let's do it! Yes!
Yes!
Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Everybody look to their left. Everybody look to their right.
That is such a good song.
It's just the culmination of the movie, and like when he puts his arm up in the audience and she puts hers up, and they just like they're just so in sync. And anyone who knows me and my family knows that this is our movie, especially my dad.
Yeah, Mitch Reinhart loves Pitch Perfect, like, way more than any dad that I know does.
I mean, all I'm going to say is it's a bop, and that's it. It's a bop.
It really is. And there's so many emotions in that. Ugh, we love Ben Platt.
Yeah, Ben Platt's amazing. The whole cast of that is just so iconic. And it's so sad to see that the first movie was, like, so great, and then the second one and the third one really took it downhill. But the first one still will be, like, the iconic movie, I feel like, from the 2010s for, like, teenage girls.
I agree.
Yeah. So another request to get back into Glee that Jackson recommended is Marry You, which they play in season two, and they play this at the wedding between two of the characters' parents. They had single parents in the first season, and then their parents met and got together, and they had to learn to become stepbrothers, and it's, like, a really nice union of the families, and they're, like, a core family throughout the show. So here's Marry You. It's a wonderful song.
I
Wow. What a phenomenal song.
Love it. Reminds me of Bar Mitzvah season.
It's a great marriage song, if I say so. And I like that everyone in the cast, like, got their little moment to shine. Most people got to have, like, a little solo part in it, which is really nice for inclusion. It's not just Rachel and Finn.
Yeah, Rachel and Finn, why are you always taking over the spotlight?
That's the question to ask. So I think we have time for one more song, and we're going to do You Can't Always Get What You Want, of course, by the Glee cast. It's a really phenomenal song. I think it's one of those, like, emblematic of Glee songs from, I think, either season one or two. So let's do it. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes,
reception, a glass of wine in her hand. Oh, I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. I know you can't
always get what you want.
I think that was a really great way to end the show for tonight. It's just a really great song in general. What do you guys think of it?
I was going to say it's a very good, like, finale song.
Yes, for
very
sure.
Powerful, inspiring.
Yeah, I think it's, like, the last note, it, like, really reads like it would be the finale of an episode or the finale of, like, a movie or something. Where, like, the curtain closes and, yeah, you're all done. But I just really like that song, and I'm so glad that you three could be here with me, even though virtually. It's so nice to be able to show you my wonderful Glee music and to be introduced to a new type of music, hopefully. and yeah, incorporate some of the stuff that you already like and show you some new stuff.
Yes, thanks for having us. We had so much fun.
Yeah, maybe you'll come another time.
We would love that.
I would love to come. Yes. I have so many more ideas for you, and it would just be such a blast. So call me up anytime. You have my number.
I do have your number, Jacqueline. Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming. Again, this is Allison, Jacqueline, and Sammy, and Jules. So we'll see you next time.